This goes to Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, P-A-C, fax 989-583. Actually, Angie might be an N-P. Change that to N like November, P like practice. And the fax 989-583-1914. And Dr. Kripposman, that is fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E, date of birth 6/12/1940. Dear Angie and Dr. Kripposman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Sprague with hyponatremia, secondary to SIADH, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, and Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was September 18th of 2023. Her follow-up visit was scheduled in March, but unfortunately her husband had passed away in March. And he had metastatic cancer, and it was very traumatic passing, according to the patient. The follow-up visit was rescheduled for this month. She has been doing well, other than coping with the loss of her husband, and they were married 61 years. She's had no hospitalizations or illness herself, and she has a lot of family support, she reports. Review of systems is negative. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Ramipril 10 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Her weight is 132 pounds and this is stable. Pulse is 63 and blood pressure, right arm, sitting, large adult cuff is 130/74. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/22/24. And her creatinine is improved at 1.17, previous level 1.34, estimated GFR is 46. Albumin 3.9. Calcium is 9.1, phosphorus 3.5, sodium is 130, previous level was 131, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin 11.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hyponatremia, secondary to SIADH. The goal is to keep the sodium above 130, and it's exactly 130 now. I have instructed her to carefully follow her fluid restriction of 56 ounces in 24 hours, and the patient agrees to do so. 2, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine level. She'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. And 3, Sjogren's syndrome, which is stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.